10 years ago, Griffin Matthews was singing in a church choir when his pastor found out he was gay and kicked him out. After that, feeling depressed, Matthews booked a ticket to Uganda for mission work. What happened to him next is the subject of a new off-Broadway musical, Invisible Thread. Here's Jeff London with more.
At the start of Invisible Thread, a young actor walks out on a stage that's covered in red dirt and addresses the audience directly.
My name is Griffin, and this is my story.
Come to this place.
And I actually am Griffin, and it is my story.
Griffin Matthews, along with his writing and life partner, Matt Gould, have co-authored the show.
My story starts the way that most stories about black people start. In a church.
I was lost in a valley, alone and afraid of the darkness around me.
Matthews, a working New York actor, says he was quickly disillusioned after he arrived in Uganda and found out the man leading his volunteer organization was corrupt.
And so I had to figure out what I was going to do for the rest of my 6 weeks in Uganda. And so I walked down the road, tried to clear my head, and I met a group of teenagers who stopped me and said, "Mzungu," which means white person. So I'd gone all the way across the world as a black man, and to them I was a white person.
Wait, who's the white person?
You! Mzungu!
I am black.
How are you? Yay!
Do you guys seriously think that I'm white?
Yay!
The teenagers were all orphans, many because of the country's AIDS epidemic. None of them had the money to pay for school.
I agreed to teach them at a library in the village, and so we started meeting for daily classes.
That may sound like the classic story of an American do-gooder in Africa, but the show depicts a much more complicated reality. Not everyone approved of what Matthews was doing.
Breaking into a building that is not yours and kidnapping a boy. That is not yours, is he?
He stopped by on his way home.
Yes, and he stops by every day.
But Griffin Matthews did continue his relationship with most of these young people, and it lasts to this day. When he returned home, he started to raise money to send these teenagers to school. It was songwriter Matt Gould who heard music in his boyfriend's stories.
And I said, "Hey, why don't we write a musical about your experience in Uganda and use it as a way to fundraise?"
And I thought that was the worst idea
I'd
ever heard.
He said it was the worst
idea
ever.
That's a horrible idea. Nobody wants to hear a musical about Uganda.
But I thought they did.
Gould wrote 5 songs, which the couple used for a fundraiser. Those 5 songs turned into a full-length musical directed by Diane Paulus. She asked the writers to make the script more autobiographical.
The couple, which is at the heart of this complicated piece, you know, an interracial gay male couple that is trying to figure out how to marry, so to speak, their desire to make change with all the mistakes that they make, with all the challenges that are thrown their way. And that's what the musical really looks at.
There is a long invisible thread that wraps around my heart and wraps around your head.
So the invisible thread of the show stretches between the 2 gay American men to the Ugandan teenagers, who live in a country with strong anti-gay laws, although the young people, in the show and in real life, accept the couple. It's also a thread that's keenly felt by the show's cast, most of whom went to Uganda this summer. Diane Paulus says now they're getting daily texts from the young people they play in the musical.
They're committed to the issues in this show more than just, you know, it's a gig.
For Griffin Matthews, it's clearly more than just a gig. He's exposing some of his best and worst sides to the audience.
It's been really challenging because I've had to tell my secrets to strangers every night. But it's also been, like, the greatest joy.
And he says when you add up all the money various versions of the show have raised over the years, it's come to about $200,000. And those teenagers they initially sponsored? Most have graduated from college. Some have become nurses, one is a surgeon, another works as an accountant, and one has even become an actor. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
I'm gonna learn to fly away.
Not a, not a.
You cannot hurt me in this
not a, not a.
How